Good evening. This is the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen Finance and Public Safety Committee meeting. It is Thursday, January 22nd at 6:54 p.m. Can we please rise for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
I thought I'd catch it, George. Thanks.
Can we have the roll call, please?
Robin Falcione Smith,
Here.
George Kurtica,
Present.
Sarah Vidomsky.
Here.
And the record should reflect you have all members present, so you have a quorum.
Thank you. Number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I have nothing. So we'll move on to five, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
Yes, Karen Kenneth,
Karen?
please. Good evening.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. The last few aldermen meeting, I raised questions that never got answered. One of the questions being is the GIS that is currently online showing the property records. It states that it's being updated every Sunday, which of course we know it is not. It hasn't been updated in more than a year and a half. I had hoped that Betsy was still going to be on here, but I guess we lost her. I would ask that you can provide me with an answer of what's going on with the GIS. I know that with the reevaluation, there's new cards that are being created, and those seem to be an update to what the GIS is going to be. So if we're changing policies or changing programs, that's perfectly fine. I just think that we should be accurate in saying that it's the old format is no longer supported and that the new format is now here.
Okay, Karen, I will talk to the administration and make sure that we get you an answer.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Anything else, Karen? All right, is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Okay, with that, public portion is closed. Number six.
I'm here to listen.
Number six, elect chair of the committee for the 2025-2027 term. Are there any nominations?
Like to go ahead.
I nominate Sarah Wadowski for chair.
Is there a second?
Second. Second.
Second by Robin. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Is there someone who would like
Moving
to?
the nominations be closed.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then do I have to do something to be on? All those in favor on the
Oh, yeah, we said
motions?
aye, yeah. Aye. Okay.
Aye. All right, thank you. Number seven, adopt regular meeting schedule for the 2026 calendar year. Is there a motion?
No move, Madam Chairman.
Hey. By George and Robin. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I have one question.
Question.
So, on the thing, I just looked it up now. So,
You want to put your mic on?
one of the dates for our meeting
Throw
is
your mic on.
one of the dates for the meeting is November 26th. That's Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have to,
We'll
and plus the other two committees too, we'll have to notify them. I knew there's always one date so that it would happen. Yes. So, all right. We could update it. We'll update the.
That could be a virtual
was
meeting.
okay.
There could be, yeah, virtual meeting at the football game. Yep. Okay.
Okay, so we will.
All those days except November 26th.
Okay, perfect. Second,
Second.
Rabbi Raman, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great. Number eight, update on the 2024-2025 audit. Mr. Hall.
That's Brian Hall, Finance Director, City Derby. So the audit is progressing. The auditor was there here today. He's been here a few days this week. The last update I got from him was, again, he's new, so we haven't given him any new information in months. He's just taking his time trying to get his arms around the whole, the new client. He's also been very busy helping out some of the other towns. But that said, he promised a draft version before the MFAC meeting in February that the mayor and I have to go to. So, and he's going to be at the MFAC meeting. So, we should be on track to finish in February. If we get done in February, it won't have any impact to any kind of bond issues, because we are going to have to bond out some more money in April. $3 million for the road bonds that's been lingering for years, a couple million for the referendum, and then a couple million for the WPCA. But provided everything gets done in February as I expect it, those rating agencies, they basically give you January and February. So we should be all good. Plus, it'll be done the earliest, certainly since I've been here. And I'd be surprised if there was a time when it was done in February ever. So that would be good. And again, hopefully, no deficiencies. I haven't heard anything, any issues. But he, like I said, he still finished up his work up at the Board of Ed this week. There was a little bit of a time crunch with the Board of Ed business manager leaving next week, but he's aware of that, and he's going to try to make it a priority so it doesn't slow anything up.
So the Board of Ed side is looking much better than previous years.
Yes,
I mean,
it's definitely looking a lot better. All their information's been in. They hired a consultant who, was able to make some significant progress. So I'm feeling much more positive about it. Certainly the reconciliation process was a lot better this year than in past. So we're much more aligned with where the money's come and gone and what's on their system. It certainly helped that myself and a member of my team, we've got their system on our computer, so we can run reports, we can look at the data, we've got a lot more visibility than we've had in the past. So we're getting certainly a lot more acclimated with the two different systems, how they work together, and how the team can work together. So that's been a lot of help as well.
great. And when is the MFAC meeting?
February 18th, I believe.
Great. Any questions?
No, I just want to say thank you for taking the added responsibility, you and your staff, for going up to the Board of Ed and looking over the finances there.
Yeah, no problem. It's all one big team here, so we're only as strong as our weakest link, right? We have to figure it all out and get it done.
Exactly. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Brian. Okay, let's move on to number nine, update on the 2025 bond referendum. So we have, I'll just name all of them. A, the fire engine replacement engine 13 East End hose. B, fire engine replacement engine 12 Storm Engine Company. C, fire police EMS radio system replacement. And D, storm ambulance corps rescue truck replacement.
All right, so the update on the three vehicles that you just spoke of is that all three we've got are in contract vis-a-vis through our Sourcewell conglomerate. Basically, as corporate counsel has signed off on that, Sourcewell does a lot of the RFP process by themselves individually with many different brands. So that is sufficient as far as our charter obligations go. So the fire commissioner, as well as the storms team, they worked together so that we were able to get some cost savings. All of them are in under than the 1.5 we had projected. I don't want to set expectations that we're going to land there, because there's going to be some work that has to be done once it comes in, as far as some additions and enhancements to those vehicles. But that even with that, I think we're still going to be on track for the 1.5 million per vehicle that was established.
So there was an RFP. Explain that.
So Sourcewell is a, I'll say, buying conglomerate. They go out, they'll do RFPs with all of the different major brands. They'll negotiate the best deals, and then it allows members like ourselves, like City of Derby, to leverage those contracts to get those special deals. So it's typically certain percentage lower than you could get if you tried to do it any other way.
Okay. And is there, do you know offhand how far out they're expected? I know it's 2 years at most.
I'm gonna say 3 years
Yeah, okay.
is probably the right number.
Okay.
So obviously, when it comes to like bonding and paying for that, we don't have to pay anything right now. We'll have to wait until delivery, which is why I said, the referendum was 6.5. We're gonna be looking to bond two of it to cover the dump trucks that we bought, the AC units that we got to fix, and everything else that was in there. We'll do that now, so we've got that money, and then we'll wait on the other 4.5 million until closer to the 3 year mark.
Okay. Great. And is there any update on the radio system replacement?
I have not, there's no update on that. I believe he's still waiting to, it's going to go up by where they're fixing that, the firehouse, the Cottage Street firehouse. So I believe he's just waiting till that work gets completed, and then he's going to go address the radio.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, thank you, Brian. All right, number 10, adjournment. Can I have a motion to adjourn
Motion to adjourn.
at 7:06 p.m.? Is there a second?
Second.
By George. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right, six. All right, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Not 6-7.